going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi here in Washington, D.C. Now, relationships are an enduring and important element of our daily life, from platonic relationships between two friends with common interests to romantic relationships with a boyfriend or girlfriend. They all have three things in common. One, they start up somewhere, they end, and they're those that last forever. So, three things, you know. But today we're not talking about all the three aspects of the relationship or a relationship cycle. We're going to talk about breaking up. How do you say, it's not you, it's me? How do you do that without hurting their feelings? Now, nobody wants to endure a painful breakup. It's not really something people enjoy. But there are times when it's essential. It's necessary. It needs to be done. The biggest problem centers squarely on the fact that every breakup is different. And that's something that we all need to understand. There is no universal guidebook or handbook as to how you can break off a relationship. However, if you feel that the relationship has peaked, as they say, and it is time to move on, it is important that both parties involved in the relationship engage in an honest and open dialogue, a discussion, a conversation that is also respectful. Respect is very important. Now, if it was a romantic relationship, some people will just decide to remain friends, which is a good thing. Others say, you know what, adios, I don't want to see you again. They completely break it off. Either way, each of the parties involved needs to feel that they were given a chance to either try and work it out, work out the differences, or that it was a fair break and they spoke their piece, so to say. So, let's talk breakups right here on Upfront on the Voice of America.
Sometimes it's so hurting to lose a personal friend. For example, if you've been very tight, but I've already decided about it. If you can't change, I have to let go. For my girlfriend, I break it slowly because I like to keep that friendly relationship. So I just do something. I stop the caring, taking out such stuff. I know if it is there and then it is so hurting, but if it is sudden, she can get along with the pain. As if it's not that sudden.
I'm kind of a straightforward person, so I wouldn't want someone to pretend while they're doing something different. So it's better you tell someone, or it's better you real show them instead of actually pretending to be their friend and yet you are not. I still insist that it's better to go straight, because now if you keep that person around, you would be giving them false hope, and yet you know in your heart of hearts you've already broken up with this person. So for me, I think it's better you come straight out with it and you tell them that, you know what, this is not gonna work, it's over, so that you can all part ways and start building your lives again.
I would confront them and tell them the truth, that it's over, because I wouldn't want to waste anyone's time and give them false hope. So I'd come face to face and tell them the truth. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Cause with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we could go. Just put your head on the glass, I'll be trying to pull it through. You just gotta be strong.
as a person, I feel if you must break up from any relationship or from a relationship, you have to be sure that this guy is unredeemable. He's exceeded the level where you can no longer tolerate his excesses. So the best way to go about it is sit down as friends, let him know, hey, I can no longer put up with your excesses, or hey, I want to move, I found a new person that, you know, that brings out the best in me. So, you know, strike a balance, understand each other, and let him know it's for the best for both of you, then you move on back.
Open up to her and tell her, look, I want to break up this relationship, and then give her reasons. It's bitter, but that's the truth, and she will respect you more.
Girls, they are so emotional. Some of them cry, some of them say, okay.
My name is Ochan Pasi, here in Remera, Chigali. With relationships, it depends on what is causing a breakup. Hard to just from nowhere to come and break someone's heart, so you take it slow, gradual, until the other party gets to know that maybe this person is moving out of the relationship.
I will confront him and tell him to his face that I think this cannot go on, so let's part ways. You know, let's move on.
Maybe if he has done something very big, like to me, and maybe we have been tight friends all along, back from the days, I just do it slowly.
Once again to Upfront on the Voice of America. If you've just joined us, thank you for being part of the show today. Now, you've just heard some of the views of young people across the continent regarding today's topic. We always welcome your opinions. The show is about issues we care about as young people. On the show today, we're talking about the relationships we cultivate and maintain in our lives. Now, for many people, a romantic relationship is the most meaningful element in their lives. Whatever the time or place, relationships are always occupying our time in some regard or other. But these relationships always come to an end, and they don't always come to an end in a very diplomatic or pleasant way. Now, whether or not two people can remain friends after a breakup depends on often why the breakup occurred and what their feelings are about the end of that relationship.
Interesting points, Nadia. However, we should say that it's important that all parties involved in the relationship, that they have an open and honest dialogue about the status of their relationship. It's good for both parties to be on the same page, at least when it involves emotions. You don't want to play with that. You don't want to hurt somebody by giving them the wrong impression about the status of your relationship. So when the time is right, break it to them, and that maybe that time has come to move on. But remember to do it respectfully. Miss Seble Abebe, first time on the show.
Yeah.
Henok is, of course, a veteran of the show. At what point do you break up in a relationship, first of all?
Well, I don't ever think there's a good point. There's never a good point to break up. If it's a mutual thing, then it's great. I mean, both parties will come together and say, hey, you know, let's have a talk.
But somebody has to initiate that, right?
You do want to break it off before you two become enemies and hate each other. So,
Henok, is there a good time to break up a relationship?
There's no good time to break up in general. It's just not a good thing. And being friends, really, it happens only with 1% of, at least this has been my experience, of the people that I was in a relationship with. Because, okay, you know, one person or the other is really into the relationship, and it breaks my heart to say this, and I've tried so many times with so many exes to try to be friends, and it did not happen. And you know, you talk about investing a lot of time and spending a lot of time together, understanding one another, learning each other's cultures, if it's, you know, couples from different cultures and personalities as well. And then
you have to end
everything. It has to come to an end, which is why I, if you ask me, and this is not practical, I really do not believe in sort of breaking up. Relationships have a way of evolving, and I just let them.
So breaking up is also part of the evolution.
Yes, but breaking up is, you know, you just sit down like, and you're like, you know what, this is not working out for me.
And that brings up to my next point, Hannah, because they say that Africans are so nice, they do not break up. They just let the relationship, like, slowly fade away. Okay. Mm. And, but also, you know, there's another aspect to that, because then you're not being really honest with the person you're in the relationship with. You know, personally, I had never really broken up with a person until I came to this country. You know,
I think I've done that once. My first sweetheart, she broke my heart into pieces, and
you sat her down and said,
"I was the one, because I just couldn't handle it. It was just so one-sided. I couldn't handle it, and I said, you know what? This is really not working out for me." And I hated myself for years and years for ever that. Saying that. You know, but you know, after a while, you know, you just try to protect yourself in a way. Mm-hmm. You're very aware.
You're emotionally guarded.
Agreed. Oh, yeah. Breaking up really sucks, man. It's I don't know if I'm allowed
have
to
you,
say
have you ever had to show, break up?
Well, I was going to go back to your point before I get to that.
Before we get personal.
Exactly. So when it comes to, when you say Africans probably just ride the wave as long as they can, I think that's a generational thing. I don't think the newer, younger generation have that problem at all. I feel like we really know what we want. So saying that again, before you date, you have to really know, this person's either going to be my husband, potentially, or be my ex. So before you go down, I'm serious, it's only going to be two.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. There's only going to be two options. Really think about that.
Oh my goodness.
So that's going to help
this
you choose very
your next. This is like
person.
A 50-50
that
chance.
Is a very
husband
precise,
or my ex.
You know, so 50%.
You have to say, okay,
potentially husbands.
This is a potential, and then divide that other
But
50%.
How do you know right off the bat that whether this person is going to be an ex or your husband?
You know. As a woman, we have instincts.
Intuition.
Especially, I have to say, women at least are in their 20s.
So when would you get into a relationship with somebody who is potentially
who
your
says
ex?
You have to have a relationship. I just want to meet people. Uh-huh. I want to get to know great people. But
and also,
by letting them in.
We're not limiting this to romantic relationships.
Of course not.
Even in your your friends, you know, from your hood. You know what I'm saying?
My hood.
I know your neighborhood.
I know you're from the
South.
Neighborhood.
Atlanta,
you know, suburbans. Suburbanites.
Shout out to Georgia State University.
You're saying that on the record, by the way.
Yeah.
On the record, yes.
What is the best way to break up with somebody?
You let a relationship run its course, and then, you know, while it's running its course, it's like a river.
You're cultivating,
you know, the river on the lower
the
part
Nile.
Of it. It has so many. What's the word for, like, tributaries, a river joining,
the whole
and
of
the
Africa
ones, the alluvial,
the analogy,
you know,
of the Nile.
Seriously,
so
bringing the analogy of the Nile. You know, towards the end, it separates into so many different pieces, and then it comes back together. So if you let it run like that, I think, you know, it's only natural. Nobody gets really hurt and.
No.
Just
no.
Runs
don't
its
let
course.
Ego get in the way with like
don't
true
let,
emotion. I feel
okay.
like not only is that morally wrong in my opinion.
Why is it morally wrong?
You know, do you?
Why is it morally wrong?
Because I feel like other people will be completely invested while you have wondering eyes. You have your heart is open to new things, and I feel like, and even other people's energy could really affect your opportunities. I am a big firm believer in karma and. Energy around you affects
but
what
does karma has to do with it? If every relationship ends like a river and runs its course,
why do I get the feeling that you've been at the receiving end of a bad breakup?
No, actually,
what
I'm
do you mean the receiving end?
Actually, I'm
it's
not
you,
no.
It's me.
I don't really get into a lot of relationships. I have tons of friendship. I'm a big firm believer of having fun and meeting good people. Just I'm the activist of meeting great people and leave it at that. If it blossoms, let it blossom. But as far as getting in a relationship, that's really serious to me, and I value that, and I think that's a blessing to have. And I think where Hanok is coming from is running its course and letting other people string by, let them play the field side, while I'd rather be by my seldom, have my sanity do whatever the heck I want, then when I think it attracts the right energy and the right, like, refined group of people. And then eventually I'll meet the right person.
All right, now. Preach, sister.
Amen.
Tell me some horror stories you've had, or it has happened to you, or friends, of breakup stories.
Y'all, you got to get back to me with that. I got to think of some. Ooh-wee. Yeah.
Text messages. People have been said to break
Ooh.
Up. And I can see Henok breaking up on a text message. I'm sorry. But
I do not break up with anyone, okay, for the record.
Oh, my God.
Breaking up is not my thing. So.
You make up. Not break
up. I make up.
No breakup.
And I'm a firm believer in building relationships.
Wow.
And building a relationship doesn't mean ending them.
Does have five girlfriends.
Sometimes you have your way. Other times you don't have your way. It's all about having a compromise.
Better you open up and tell that person, probably because I've learned from history how we associate, how we relate to each other in Nigeria. So I came to respect each culture and tradition and each human being. So I've break up so many relationships before I get to where I am today. The best way I had been able to break up relationships is opening up to them and then tell them, look, I'm no longer interested in this relationship. Why? Because of X, Y, D, X, A, and C.
Obviously, you can't just tell him, you know what, you guy, I hate you, man, we should end this friendship. Because girlfriend, seriously, I tell her that, you know what, I think this can't work out between us, depending on the reason. Yeah, that's the whole point.
I think it will depend what has made us to break up. I think I'll tell them what I feel according to how much it has hurt me. And I'll tell them, you know what, you've pissed me and I think I have to move on. It is very hard to separate, so that's what I can do.
Front on the Voice of America, I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C. Today we're talking about relationships, specifically how relationships come to an end, how certain relationships break up. And, you know, we're asking the question, is it possible to maintain a level of respect for each other thereafter? Is it possible to remain friends? The truth is that breaking up is hard to do, regardless of whether you're being dumped or you're the person dumping someone else. But as Jackson said, whatever happens, it's always the ideal situation is always to have a respectful ending to things where you can still be civil towards each other. For example, if you find yourself ending in a relationship that's ending, try to refrain from saying things that you might regret later. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done, but it's important that you try not to carry any emotional baggage that will stay with you as you move on, or say something that could come back to bite you or come back to haunt you later on. And sometimes, you know, you need to know when to stop talking or stop arguing, or, you know, because sometimes the more you engage with each other in an angry way, the more frustrating and hurtful things can be said, and it just, you know, goes a much further way in ensuring that you don't ever get to a point where you can be friends again or you can be civil towards each other.
No, Nadia, breakups are not easy, like we said, but they can also be amicable. And even though no one really wants to go through them, sometimes they're a necessary part of the relationship. Cremina Taylor and Yondra Isom are both students who are asked to share their breakup stories. Have you ever had to break up a relationship?
No.
You've never been in a position to break up a relationship?
No, I've been the one who's been broken up with.
Right, good,
definitely, good. But no, I've never actually had to break up a relationship.
How did you take it?
I take it hard. You know, I'm pretty... I get really involved in my relationships, so I take it pretty hard.
So how do they break it to you? Was it over text message?
Oh God, no. That would be mortifying. I got a phone call.
A phone call.
I was in high school at the time. I got a phone call, and you know, it was just...
It's not you, it's me.
Just that. You
Let's
know,
be friends.
Regular stuff, yeah.
Deandra, go ahead. I know you have something to say about.
I have been the one to break up my relationship, and I've been broken up with. But when I've broken off a relationship, I'm going to sound like a really bad person, but I actually got my best friend, who sounds just like me, to call the ex and break it up for me. And he didn't even know it was her.
The generational aspect to breakups. People never used to break up by phone. What happened to just sitting the person down and, you know,
it's
having
awkward.
A...
too hard.
It is.
An awkward conversation. Yeah.
I've actually, I lied when I said I didn't break up, but I didn't break up my relationship. I broke up my best friend.
So you did exactly what she did.
She did, except she was a guy, and he was like, I can't do it. Will you do it for me? So.
Wait, is that a common thing that you get somebody else to break up for you?
It's easier, definitely.
It is? You use a decoy?
I don't know if it's really that common, but it does happen. I guess one of my relationships was like that. I think it was just kind
just
of mutual.
Just fizzled that way.
I guess it was just kind of mutual. I don't think we ever really broke it up. I think we just drifted apart and just called it a day.
Because of distance?
It wasn't distance. It was just, well, I guess you can say it was distance. It was like we were going to different schools.
So what are some of the common terminologies used when you're breaking up? How do you say it? How do you say it? Or how has it been said to you? What did the person say?
I mean, they were really apologetic.
Say, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Like, I mean, I guess the important thing for the person who's doing the breakup is to make, I mean, if you're a decent person, to make the other person feel like it's not their fault. And, you know, I was made to feel like, you know, obviously there's that just famous line that, you know, it's not you, it's me.
who is more likely to start the breakup? Is it a boy or girl?
I feel like it's the girl. I think
initiate
the
breakup?
Yeah.
Based on what? Is there very similar circumstances that girls go through that
I think mates,
in their
like,
relationships?
A lot of relationships are based on maturity. Like they get broken up because like the guy is not mature enough or
oh my God, that
cheating.
Is so true.
That's
so
the common
true.
Ones
really?
Are, I feel.
Oh my God.
Can you stay friends with somebody that you broke up with?
No.
I can. I mean, I haven't broken up with anyone, but I stayed friends with my boyfriends that broke up with me.
I didn't.
Wait, all your boyfriends broke up with you, you never broke up with anyone?
Before I got married. It's not as bad as it seems. I don't like constantly get broken up with.
Now, I picked up on both of you, both dog owners, right?
Yes.
Now, people develop very strong attachment to their pets. Okay.
Yep.
And you were talking about how your pet has chewed all your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that relationship coming to an end at some point?
My husband says that I love our dogs more than I love any other person, so probably not. But I'm way more forgiving of my dogs than I am of anyone.
Wow.
I actually got broken up with one time because apparently I loved my dog too much.
Is that true? Is that a fact?
No.
He was just finding a scapegoat?
Yeah.
Or a scape dog in this case?
Yeah.
I know that you don't know My name is Andrew Cole. I'm here in Kigali, Rwanda. I'm here to talk about breaking up in a relationship. What would be the suitable way of... Breakup, as you guys all know, is something very hard. It's something very hurtful. It's something that you can't just forget in an instance, you know? And then, for me, I've broken up with a number of girls and they've broken up with me too. So I don't think it's a very pleasant thing if a girl breaks up with you or if you break up with a girl. Because how I feel when a girl breaks up with me, it's very bad. It's like, what did I do? So at least I would want this person to come out and tell me that I'm breaking up with you, not just write a simple text message. You know, I try to explain why I'm breaking up with girls, but they don't understand, and you're always involved in a very big argument and in a very, very, very loud, and sometimes it becomes a bit physical. But I think the best way to break up with someone is to upfrontly tell that someone, and physically tell that someone, that I have to end this with you, or I'm breaking up with you. I don't think this can work. And maybe someone would directly look in your eye and see the essence of truthfulness in you. But as you all know, breaking up is a very difficult thing and very hard thing.
My name is Nisima Derendiza. I'm a student at the National University of Rwanda. There are different ways to break up in a relationship, depending on what kind of relationship you've been having with what kind of person. For some people, it's very hard to break up with them because perhaps they've been so close to you, or you know that they are very emotional and soft. For those cases, I take it slow, very, very slow, and maybe I try to back off from their lives a bit, slowly by slowly, and then later on I reveal it that the relationship is not going well and I think we should end it. For other cases, maybe perhaps there's a big problem, yeah, and this person perhaps has cheated on me or has done something really big that I cannot even handle one more day. I just break it off immediately. I just tell them it's over and that's it.
I think it depends with how you want to break up your relationship, you know what I mean? Because it depends, you know. Most especially me, I don't have a girlfriend, so I've never break up, so I don't know. But I think, yeah, I mean, so thing happens, you know, and sometimes, like, most especially if you're saying, like, boyfriend to girlfriend, there'll be, like, some misunderstanding, you know, like, how do I do that? I think for me, I like to tell them, like, can we just be friends?
On the Voice of America. Issues affecting your daily lives.
And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.